Simon Shinlamed Zayin's If Beis. The Mechaber says that's also to sweep the floor of the house. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons. First of all, because you're moving the dirt around, which, as explained in Shaar Tzion, some Rishayim sound like they're worried about the issue of muktzah over here. But also, the main reason I say, as the many Rishayim say, is because when you sweep the floor, you end up straightening out the cracks and the uneven parts in the floor. And that's the problem of Boina. And even though it's not your kavana, you're not trying to straighten out the cracks, you're just trying to sweep the floor to clean up, still it's also good subsecretia. There's one Shittus Rishayim, the smag, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down also, that they're afraid, the Chazal are afraid, that when you try to sweep the floor, you might get so involved in it that you lose yourself and you end up doing extra in order to make the karka nice, in order to flatten out the holes and to straighten out the holes and straighten out the floor of the house, and that'll be a real malacha b'kavana. But the main reason, though, is the middle reason that we said, not so much on smuksa, because the smuksa are a term that I mentioned over here, because the dirt on the floor is graf sharei, has a heter smuksa, and also tiltum and atzad, I did the v'achel, it's erech Shabbos, the bir halacha brings down for the rishayim such a heter, so the main concern is not smuksa. And the sar of the smag that might lose yourself and intentionally come to Ashfaz Gumas, try to straighten out the cracks, is only one shittus rishayim. And the main reason is that it's a psik resha for Ashfaz Gumas when you do it. Now the Mechaber says that the floor is tiled. Mishnah Berurah says does not make a difference the type of tiles you have, as long as the floor is tiled, it's mutter. Then the Mechaber says Yesh Matir, this Mishayim, that's mutter even the floor is not tiled. Mishnah Berurah explains because they hold it's not secretion. If it's not secretion, then it's fine. Even though you do move around some dirt when you sweep in the floor, the dirt that you move around is the extra dirt that's anyway loose. That's not really the dirt of the ground. The dirt that's on top of the ground. There's no problem of chayfer guma, of digging ditches, and shvos gumas with that. There's no real issue. The Ramah brings the opposite, the Yesh Machmirim, even if it's marotz, even if it's tiled. The Machaber was Seisim, that's only a problem with the dirt floor, a tile is mutter. And some Risharim Mekel, even a dirt floor. The Ramah says Yesh Machmirim, even if it's tiled. And the only Eitzel, he says that's the minute, he says the only Eitzel is to have a Geish with the floor. And Mishnah Berurah explains, because since the issue over here is the issue of Segresha, Samir La'akam of Segresha, we're not so Makbala, we're not so worried about Inspiration and Gimel, by Shia Chazar, tomorrow we see that we're Mekel Amir La'akam of Segresha. It's really Machlekis, but the we're not to make Amir La'akum Psikresha, that it's only Isra to tell a guy to do Malacha, but to tell a guy to do something which is Psikresha of Malacha is Mutter, indeed Ramesha, Nigris Mesha, Paschas like that as well, the Amir La'akum of Psikresha is Mutter, so that would be the only Eitzah. But otherwise, if you also sweep the floor, even if the floor is fully tiled. And the reason is because it's Xero of Marutzuf, Otto in Marutzuf, similar to what we had before. At any time it's going to be Usr on a dirt floor, there's Xero, you shouldn't do it by a tile floor, Otto a case of in the mrutzav, onto a case, because of a case where it's a dirt floor. So what do we samach on nowadays? That we do sweep our floors on Shabbos. At least our tiled floors, we definitely do sweep on Shabbos. So if you look in the Bir Loch, you see that there's a heter that many of the places can go with, that if all the houses in the city, or at least most of the houses in that city, are tiled, then there's no gzeir mrutzav, onto in the mrutzav. If you're not afraid that if you're making on a tiled floor, you're going to be making on a dirt floor, because there's very few dirt floors in that city. What about you might come to make a different city. We don't make a gzera one city because of a different city. So ultimately, the reason why we sweep the floors nowadays in Shabbos, and we're not worried about Shvas Kumas, is because our floors are tiled, and there's no gzera up to in the Merutzav, since the vast majority of our floors are tiled. You're worried about the fact that there is Muksa, we said there's a term of Graf Sharei, and Tiltum and Atzad, Aydei Dava Acher, Letzar Shabbos. That's why we're not makbet to have Goyim do it, we do ourselves. There's also no Letzir of the Shittus Rishayim, if the floors are swept before Shabbos, you can sweep again on Shabbos, because not so much dirt on the floor, since it's only for one day, and generally we sweep our floors before Shabbos, so therefore you have another Shittus Rishayim to throw in also, and the Mishpura mentions this Shitta as well. The Ramah says that the Netzah, how you could sweep your floor, even if you don't have this heter that we just mentioned, even if many of the floors in that city are not tiled, you do have dirt floors, therefore the Mahal you cannot sweep the floors in general, Ide Yehudi, only Ide Goy, but the Mahal has a heter and Eitzah, if you do it with something very light, like a lighter broom, while it doesn't do as good a job, so it's only going to pick up the dust that's on top of the floor. It's not going to come for our Shvos Gumas to really straighten out the cracks, because it's not strong enough to straighten out the cracks. And indeed, Mr. Burr says if you want to take that weaker broom and do a very tough job, a strong job with it, in sweeping well, as a chashash will straighten out the cracks, if it reaches the point that it becomes psikresha, then it's going to be awesome. The whole heter over here of their Ramah is based on the fact that this type of broom, it's not going to end up doing our Shvos Gumas. And the Mr. Burr says that this heter of using a weaker broom that's not going to do Shvos Gumas is a heter even for a dirt floor, because there's no issue, there's nothing to worry about. By halacha l'maisa, for us, we use our regular brooms, and we do ourselves nai de goy, and it's based on the heter that either all, or at least most, of the floors in our city are tiled. If you're talking dealing with a dirt floor, then it'll be us, you'd have to have a guy do it, or you'd have to use a weaker broom that's not going to have issue of hashfaz gumas.